Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's time to sing His song again as the sun rises here in the United States of America. It's probably already risen and ready to set if you're across the world. But wherever you are, sing praises unto God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, as that song says. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am an apostle of God, the one and only Reverend Robin Tabish. Thank you. You are the one and only. Also, as I always say, God made you so very special. And thank you for joining us. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. I hope you got your coffee or your pop or whatever, and listening to the Word of God today, wherever you are in the world, you're welcome to call in. If you see the number there on your screen, the call-in number is 563-999-3077. That's 563-999-3077. And I will bring you on board. You can ask for prayer, or if you have questions or something to share. But thank you. Our email is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. And our website is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. But we are so honored that you are with us today. You know, I wanted to share a couple things this morning that's on my heart. You know, eating of the scripture, eating of the word. You know, it's amazing what companies and TV ads and things try to sell us to eat. Have you ever thought of that? I mean, all the junk foods, some of it's good, but most of the advertisements of this world is all full of junk. I want to share a scripture. It's Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Wow. It comes out of the mouth of God, His word. You can't live from this world, what the world tries to put in our minds, in our bodies. We need nourishment, spirit, soul, and body. So eat of God's word. That's what we are studying in the first-year students of Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. That is also free. It's on Tuesdays. It's a two-year course if you'd like to contact me and be ordained in our ministry. But eat of God's words. That's Matthew 4:4. And you will be so nourished. Stop filling your mind with that junk food. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're worthless, that you can't do it. Eat of God's words, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that God supplies all of your needs according to His riches in glory. Develop a personal plan. Do it every day. Study your Bible every day. Eat His book, his words. Again, that's Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. And one last thing I wanted to share today. Our main text is, go to Lamentations. It's still in the Old Testament. It's after Isaiah, Jeremiah, and then Lamentations. After Psalms and Proverbs, on and on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and then Lamentations. I know not very many people read this book, but it's Lamentations of Jeremiah about the fallen Jerusalem, and he is lamenting over Jerusalem. But this word is for us today. Lamentations chapter 3, verses, I'm going to read 21 through 26. Lamentations chapter 3, 21 through 26. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. God's compassion never fails us. His love is always there. He is compassionate to his children. Receive his compassion, his comfort. His compassions fail not. Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Oh, to just keep close to our Father. His faithfulness, his compassion, his love. Are you listening? Is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, will I hope in him? Will I expect? Will I wait? Will I look for and seek after? Will I hope in him? He is my portion, my life. Make this scripture today your prayer. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Tell your mind, the Lord is my life. He is my hope. I expect. I watch for great blessings every day. Pastor Jabran and I pray every morning for the ministry, for our families, our friends, our loved ones, expecting great miracles and blessings each day from our great Abba Father. He is your portion. Is your plate full? Verse 25. The Lord is good. Now, this is one of the main ones I want to point out. The Lord is good. That is the Hebrew that's called Tov. Good. Tov. Yehovah. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. That wait. That bind together, that patiently look, that robust, that strong faith, that wait for him. To the soul that seeks him, the Darash, Jehovah, the self-existent one, eternal Lord. To treat, to follow, to worship, to search, to tread. Seek after him. Tread that path. Make that path clear and well-worn. To seek him. In verse 26, it is good that a man can see. Hope. It is good that a man should both of these things. Hope to expect. To look for and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The salvation, the rescue, the deliverance, the victory, the safety. take in the scriptures today. He is good. It is that a man should both hope, that's expectancy. Are you hoping today? Do you have a desire? It's not this world's, oh, I hope so. No, he is our hope. Expecting, believing, knowing, trusting within your spirit. Tell your soul to hope that he is your portion, that God is good. He is faithful. His compassions fail not. He is always with us. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly rest yourself. Trust. Believe. Know that it's already paid for before the beginning of time. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. It's already paid for. Walk, hope, look for God's plans. He is faithful. His compassions fail not. Quietly wait. Seek the Darash. Seek him. Pray to him. Listen quietly. Quietly wait for the salvation, the rescue, the deliverance, the victory, the safety. Quietly means to sit silently as if dumb. Can't even talk. Wait, expect the salvation of the Lord. Can you feel him right now? It's always good to just feel the presence of God. But know by faith, he never leaves you, no matter how you feel. But it does feel wonderful as you spend time. It's just like spending time with a dear friend or loved one, to know their presence, to hear their voice. You can know the Father God. Back in verse 21 of chapter 3 of Lamentations, Jeremiah says, "This I recall to my mind, I bring back to remembrance. Therefore shall I have hope, for it's of the Lord's mercies that were consumed, of his compassions, for they fail not. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him." It is both good that we can quietly wait for the deliverance, the victory. See our Lord today, people. See God. Eat of his word, as Matthew 4:4 says, the bread of life. Eat. Let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you for the people that have heard this word today and in the future. Lord, that your word is alive and true. Thank you, God. Thank you, your compassions fail not. Your mercies are new every morning as we hope and wait patiently for you. You have the best plan for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great week. Bless the